Yeah. It's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is. Live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo. Let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Has Studio.
Nostalgia Supreme.
Shuffle back up, I've been sleeping too long. You dick getting too strong. Let me get a strain and take a break, make some cake. Now a nigga throwing shots with a preschool arm. Fuck these niggas, this beat too strong. Fuck that Reggie, my weed too strong. All I do is hit the phone, he drop off. Fuck his ass smell like he rolling hot sauce. Shit got me jumping, that's bungee shit. But back to these fucking irrelevance. I did this shit since 11, bitch. Clown is fuck you with devil dick. If I made the rules, you would never spit. I'm on some get back on my level shit. I've been sitting back and still wrecking shit. I'm finna eat like a breakfast dish. I've been starving. Give me that mic, I'm gon' carve him. I coach them like Carter. Now they thinking they harder. Throw his balls on that charger and turn his brains into margin. Turn his songs into shaman and wipe my ass. Now I'm off it. The line's dirty like garbage. I told you, bitch, my shit's tarted. With Re on that like reported. Talking ass, you reporting. Cops pull up, you say you saw them. Cops pull up, I'm with some law shit. Free my brother, fuck that law shit. My dog just down left a paw print. My chick the color of frost. And my dick is long, so fuck floss. And the dick is hard like I brought it. It ain't real, but my heart is. You ain't sick, cause I'm barfing. I'm riding out, not parking, I'm going. Might take a lot for the kid to stop flowing. Might take a lot for your hoe to stop hoeing. Matter of fact, I'm smoking, this shit ain't make no sense. I'm goofy, I'm stupid. Came up on a deuce where it's ruthless. The west side of Philly, the shooters. When bullets might strike in Medusa, watch it, they kill us, might pop you. If you go only smoke out of chocolates, that nigga so picky. But he is black hopping and I am the third ring, so why would he drop me? Real niggas come first, that's first slot. Niggas had Reggie in the laptop, but I still had Ellie on the crack block. She ain't had a crack out, but she had the grass out. At the creek blowing, finna pass out. Lunch came, we dashed out. Man, fuck up class out. My girl had a bad mouth, wetter than a bath towel. I can still smash now, started with a cash mile. It's been a while since Tay Wallin. Oh, yo, indeed, it's been a minute. But you talking about this spit shit, I'm drooling, bitch, let's get it. Y'all talking about who the hottest out summer can't fuck with me. I say y'all little niggas kidding, somebody need to change your litter, I'm shitting. Diaper full of bad intentions, my vanilla stuff with that limit. Bitch, you pretending, how the fuck is you winning? You niggas ain't purchase no tickets, no line, I get it. Fuck it, I been it. Fuck it, I rip it. Taste some motherfucking splinters.
Nostalgia Supreme.
Fuck calming down, I've been sleeping too long. Fuck calming down, I've been sleeping too long. Fuck calming down, I've been sleeping too long. Niggas think they superficial. I already did it, that meaning my shit super vicious. Roll my pistol with the missile and make that shit whistle and knock a nigga out of existence. Niggas, they ain't really hitters. I got all these hitters from the north, the west side of Philly. Get down on the ground like you Billy, you rare like hillbilly. Cause everyone thinks smiles are silly. I just saw my yellow bone sticky. I wanted to lick me, she brighter than the brightest skittle. I put in that work like a triple. Your pussy just nipple. You only be hard for a minute, so get it. Bitch, I'm Hitler. I done made my decision. I'm making a killer.
Yo, what's good, man? It's 856 Entertainment, man. It's your boy, Knock the God in here, man. Happy Sunday to everybody.
Hell yeah, I'm hope everybody turned up this weekend, man. You know what I mean? I know people still got that income tax. I see a new car every block I pass. I see a new car with them temporary tags and shit. Everybody's showing off. I got Nissan Maximum Chargers, Kias, 2015 Kias. I'm like, yo, everybody doing their thing and shit. Yeah, keep doing your money, man. You know what I mean? I hate when people be like, yo, why everybody got to show off their money? Cause they feel good. They worked hard for that. You know what I mean? So there's nothing wrong with showing off your income tax money. Now, yo, I saw like a quote they were saying that niggas be showing me happy as hell they got $200, but there's people in here that got millions of dollars and shit. I mean, because we broke. We from, like, we live, what, middle class, lower than middle class and shit. It feels good to have a couple of dollars in our pocket and show off. What you mean?
Well, definitely, man. Tax season here, man. Everybody getting their money back. People getting big money, man. For real, dog. And shout out to everybody who bought a new whip, new house, you know what I mean? Everybody who got kids, supporting their kids with this money and all that shit, man. Out here having a good time. But y'all know, man, it's my birthday week, my birthday on Wednesday, so you know the show won't be on. But, you know, I'm still turning up. Thank you for all the people who are going to show me, like, birthday shout-outs, show me love. I mean, call in on Tuesday. I still accept the birthday. You know, we could do it like that. You could call in Thursday, you feel me? Or you could just hit my personal line on Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Or you can hit me up on Facebook at John D. Knock, you know, Instagram, Knock Yourself Out. That's NOC_YOURSELF OUT. Hit me on Twitter, Knockavelli, and or Snapchat. That's Knock the God and OCKTHAGOD. I'm sorry that every social network got a different name, but you know. And my boy sitting next to me with the 856 Entertainment hoodie on, I mean, all you gotta do is look at the back of his shirt. You could follow him all day. It's on the back of his motherfucking hoodie, man. And if you want a hoodie, 856 Entertainment hoodie, you know what I mean, hit me a promo up. He about to give you his info, you know what I mean? You can hit us up. And we'll ship it straight to your house. The hoodies are $60. I mean, if you don't want to pay for it, we ain't going to hold your hand to.
Shit. Yo, I got something better, man. Everybody on Wednesday, tag Knock in the video saying happy birthday. Or even Snapchatting happy birthday and shit. Or even Instagram video, a happy birthday to him and shit. It's way better. Maybe you get a chance to win a free hoodie if you do it right. Mm-hmm. So that $60 is cut.
I mean, show me some, y'all mean, some of them good old check old big olds. Like, nah. Twerk video with the happy birthday on the cheek. You know what I'm saying? That's free hoodie, man. I'm paying for it. Fuck that.
Free dick, fuck you, me.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? You know, we got to come on here. I mean, hype up everybody day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're on here having a good time with it. We got some crazy topics, some crazy music today. You know, we do the top six songs of the week and shit like that. So, you know what I mean, stay tuned. It may be you on here, man. But like I said, you know, 856 Entertainment, we here to have a good time, man. We brighten up everybody's day, man, making everybody feel good.
Yeah, man. And, like, seriously, we got a good question today. I've been seeing a lot of rap beats going on. I don't know what's up with that, but
you like it. Yeah, let me hear it.
I mean, it's crazy because all these rappers is beefing with each other. And the most interesting one is Bull Doc, Kevin Pratt. We interviewed him a few weeks ago, and Young Papa and shit. And they're beefing. Their beef seems kind of, he said this shit got personal. So I think their beef is going to be a little bit more interesting because it's more personal and it's going to come out from the heart and with anger. It's going to come out with a type of emotion. All that publicity beef is not going to come out with no emotion, so it won't be as hot to me anyway. That's how I feel. But if your beef come out with some emotion, I think that's where the beef is going to be interesting. We definitely going to play on the radio station and the show. I mean, but it was daylight saving times last night. Everybody lost an hour. Everybody lost some money. Motherfuckers was tripping because they thought they was too drunk in the club. You know what I mean? But y'all good. You already know. We about to play the number six song of the day. Go ahead. By my boy Fame. You already know. It's 856 Entertainment, man. You can follow me on Twitter at @IM_DJPromo, man. Let's get it.
Squat.
I see all the niggas trying to play you like a dummy. Yo, baby, you got your own mind, own job, own car, own money. Yo, baby, go, baby. Oh, you got me like, ayo, 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 ayo.
Strawberry, they put you in their mouth if they could, but you don't let him. Skin looks soft, that's a claw for Terry. Wouldn't give a damn about a boss if she met him. And she met a few, wasn't impressed at all. Felt like them individuals wasn't blessed at all. All in all, she make her own dollar. And even if she needed a couple O's, wouldn't give you a holler. Yeah, very enticing her aura is. Put a nigga where he need to be if he call her bitch. Most of the time she wearing her hair natural. She don't need to do much to get you that aroused. But ow, when she do it well. Her laptop playing her shit, she doing her nails. Another day of the losers trying to woo her and do her. But the super, I stop her and say to her, I see all them niggas trying to pay you like a dummy. Make the young boys and the old heads crazy. You ringing, baby, the one lane that knew your name. Spread the shit around the hood, the school, the bank. The word is you're independent, doing your thing. And you need bread like a pension to get in the tank. But not even cause you need something they'll never think. You need to support mentally cause you got bent. And I can do it though. Be your homie, then love her after you see how good it go. Oh, look how good we go. We gon' have ups and downs, but we can do it though. I tell we do it though. I'm jumping that gun, hoping she don't say no, cause my pride is at 101. Now tell me what I gotta do to poly with you. Don't waste your time on a false call, spend it with somebody true.
I see all them niggas trying to pay you like a dummy.
Number six on our little countdown we got going on right now. You trying to jump into some topics?
Yeah, long distance relationships, man. What's up with long distance relationships? Can they work out?
They can, but you got to be physically and emotionally ready for that. Because long distance relationship, I mean, the biggest part in that whole thing is the long, man. I mean, distance can mean anything. Like, distance could be like around the corner, you know, down the street, a little bit down the highway, different state, you know, a couple of states, you know what I mean? Distance is crazy, man, so you just got to be ready physically and mentally for it. I mean, know what you can and can't do. I mean, I believe in long-distance relationships, it's a lot of secrets.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a lot of secrets and everything, so in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't think long-distance relationships can't work because we all going to need needs at a certain point, and the person is so far away. So I looked up some statistics, and I found that 4 to 5 months, the average time before long-distance relationships breaks down. So only the average time for a long-distance relationship to work is 4 to 5 months, if no change is possible. So that's like me dating a woman from 4 to 5 months, right? Me dating a woman, she lives in another state, and I'm here. I'm like, yeah, I want to come move down there. Now, I got 4 to 5 months to change that. Like, all right, I want to move down there. I got to move down there in 4 to 5 months because she's going to wait for me. Now, if I say I'm going to stay down here and she's down there, I don't think it's going to work. You know what I mean? So they say only 4 to 5 months it lasts. Now, 40% of long-distance relationships ends with a breakup. All right, 70% of all failed long-distance relationships failed due to unplanned changes. And 125 miles is the average distance in a long-distance relationship. That's like from Camden to Baltimore, Maryland. So can you date a chick from Baltimore, Maryland?
Ooh. I don't even know, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, I could do the long distance thing, but I mean, we gotta plan like little trips. Like, I mean, one weekend we buy a hotel down here. I mean, she come down, we stay down here. Or I buy a hotel down there. I go down there, we stay down there. But if she live in Baltimore or Maryland, we gotta do that thoroughly, and that probably get like, I mean, in a way, like I don't feel like doing that shit right now. Like, you feel me? Like, but I mean, it depends on the bond with the girl I got. I mean, I could definitely stay down there a week or something like that, shit like that. But I mean, it all depends on the bond and how I feel about it after, like you said, 4 to 5 months.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, at a certain point, and everybody thinks a relationship has a rule book. There's no rules. You create the rules. Now, you create your own rules, and the person that you deal with has to follow by those rules, and then you have to follow by those rules. There's no such thing as a rule book in a relationship. I don't think. Have you ever seen a rule book in a relationship? Nah. So if you want to cheat and he want to cheat, what's wrong with that? You can't say that's not a real relationship, because there's no such thing as a Bible of a relationship. You know what I mean? There's no rule book. There's no, like, there's no leading rule book where everybody got to follow those rules. You make up their own rules. So if people want to do long-distance relationships and they feel as though they don't even need to see each other, then, hey, it can work out. You know what I mean? Some people were like, well, what if I want to cuddle with that person? You better Skype or FaceTime. You can cuddle with them then. You put the phone right next to you and you look at their face or something. Or she'll lay on her back and put her phone on the back. And I guess you'll put your hand around her, the phone or something. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to make ideas of it for working. But for me, I can't personally do long-distance relationships. Honestly, I don't think they can work out for me. I actually need to see the person. And they said that the average person that do long-distance relationships, they see them 4 times a month. I think I need to see that person way more than 4 times a month for it to work out. That's just my opinion.
Me personally, I mean, I believe I could do it. I mean, 4 times a month, that's kind of okay with me, because I'm still in the party and mood. So for real, I mean, talking on the phone, seeing you once, I mean, 4 times a month, that ain't bad, man. I mean, like I said, depending on the bond, if it gets stronger, I mean, we might have to, I mean, 1 month be 4 times a month and then 5 times a month. And I mean, however it go, like, depending on the bond and how the feelings is getting, like, is evolving or, I mean, downgrading, you feel me, shit like that. So it's all in the process and on how you want to do it. Like Promo said, it ain't no rules to it, man. So, I mean, you work it how you feel it, though. You need to work it out, and you go from there, man. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Yeah, man. So if y'all think that a long-distance relationship work, call in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. Let me know what y'all think, man. Let us know if you are, did you do a long-distance relationship before? Did it work out and everything, man? But I used to, like, talk to girls from Texas, Los Angeles, I don't know. I don't think that's like 2,000 miles from here to L.A. is like 2,000. From here to Texas is like 1,000. So do you really think that can work out? Like, you going, I can see you every weekend. I'm going to need some money in a private plane to see you every weekend. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. So y'all try to call in. Let us know what y'all think. We're going to get more in this topic. We're about to play the number 5 song, though. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. You already know number 5 song is called Fasasi by my boy Cordaz. AKA Corey, you already know. Let's get it. Squat.
Hey, yo, Shizzle. They ain't ready. Ooh. Nope. Versace, niggas my seed, they calling me Poppy. Ooh. I'm running through Philly with my Philly niggas, they calling me Rocky. I wear so much polo like Yolo, the mommies, they call me the jockey. Hit weeds for oils when needed, they're long, they call them the Aki. I picked up the weed, that's more on my speed, stop fucking with Waki. Cause they killing kids, that ain't what it is, that's not how I live. Nope, I'm loving the crowd, touching the mouth, stuck in the crowd, next to the chicks and involved, they all love my style, like, boy. Versace, we full of this shit, like baby on potty. The block is Versace, the shirt is Versace, I'm killing Versace. No Andrew Guarnani, when aiming the cannon, it's left when you standing. It's cash or the man, if I'm in the hand, and the hand of my tan. Illuminati. Whitney is gone, my niggas still on it, they serving that Bobby. I pick up the mic, you hearing my life, you more like a hobby. If I'm getting brain, I'm not getting head, I'm getting the gobby. Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace, yo. Whoa, those I got you. Something like, let's go, let's go. Versace, Versace, I'm getting this money, these niggas can't stop me. I pull out that chopper and spray him, that nigga be screaming, he shot me. Versace, Versace, that nigga was homo, y'all rocking him proudly. And you talk a lot about bitches, my nigga, I'm starting to doubt you. Versace, Versace, I'm getting this money, I'm making these hits. I'm getting this cash, I'm loving these hoes, I'm fucking these chicks. Versace, Versace, they told me my niggas would turn on me fast. I didn't believe them, but niggas is hating, yeah, all of them mad. Yeah. Versace, 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 yeah. Versace, 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 go, go.
You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. That was my boy Core Dog. It's called Versace. Versace, Versace. Versace, Versace. Versace, Versace. Versace. That's my shit, man. You already know. Even though he did a little freestyle and that song was already made by the other rapper and shit. But hey, it's cool. As long as you get your shit in, you already know. But stop the beef, man. All these beef raps, I think it's kind of corny, to be honest with you. It ain't going to get you nowhere.
I'm coming.
Not want to keep him coming, man. I think he think it'll be good for him and shit. But we looking for some models. You don't need to have that actually in your resume. You don't even need experience. We just need a couple beautiful women to help us model our clothing line. I think that can actually help us, you know. You'll get a free shirt. And depending on if you got experience or not, you may get paid.
Yeah, most definitely. We do need some pretty females to come in and model, you know what I mean? I mean, well, you can hire some males, you know what I mean, do the shirts and shit like that. Shit definitely. Like that. I mean, we could definitely, I mean, somewhere along the way, we'll get the kids shit popping, you know what I'm saying? Like, get a little kids in here, show off the shirts and stuff like that. I mean, it'll be a good look. Everybody get involved, grab a shirt like that. But, I mean, like I said, everybody just got to show love and support. I mean, cop a shirt, hoodie, we got shirts and hoodies. I mean, we already put them out already, you feel me? We already put the shirts out. People is loving them. The hoodies is here. I mean, we got a couple of people loving them, not the price, but they loving them. But if you can't afford the hoodie, or if you don't want the hoodie because of the price, which I don't see what the difference is, you can't afford them. But if you don't want them, we're not going to, like, try to, like, force you to buy one, nothing like that. I said, if you got it and you want it, hit me a promo up, and we got you, man. You got a hoodie. That's all it is to it. I know a lot of people going to love the shirts because, you know what I mean, the spring is here.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you like the hoodie because the spring is here.
Yeah.
Or I might even start making sweatshirts and shit. Same time, same type of style.
I definitely the little crew neck joints. I definitely fuck with them to the max. I always wear a crew neck and shit like that. So, like I said, man, we definitely going to be doing big things. But we only going to do as much as the people support us. Like, we don't have a lot of support. We're not going to do a lot, man. But if we got a lot of people, like, yo, we definitely going to make it happen. So it's all up to you, and that's how we're going to work, man. We're going to do everything off the support and love that we get from y'all, man. And I was on Facebook, and one of my cousins was saying, like, he was just like, the rappers in Camden, they got to start showing love and supporting each other. Like, y'all hear stuff from Canada people and y'all won't, like, share or, like, tell nobody about it. But as soon as you hear, like, an artist from, like, New York, Chicago, Cali, and stuff like that, oh, he nice, share. Oh, this dude nice. Like, but as soon as you hear somebody from Canada, oh, he ain't. Fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, that's what he was talking about, and I shared it. Like, that's crazy because that's exactly how it go, man. I mean, we just start helping each other out. I'm pretty sure we'll be on a map. It start here with us. Everybody just like, oh, nah, I'm from Canada, but everybody from Canada asked except for me. What the fuck? I'm not even going to knock Chief Keef. He made it, but do you hear this guy? Do you hear this guy? I mean, like
bangers, man.
His first album, yo, I'm not going to lie, Chief Keef, it wasn't like lyrical or nothing like that, but he was like, yo, this little nigga, he making music. Like, you feel me? You can't hate. He got a deal. But the shit he's dropping, and motherfuckers is like, Yo, that shit was fire. Yo, it was. He came out with the Sorry for the Wait. That's basically Lil Wayne John, but he got weight, like drugs weight, like like W-E-I-G-H-T, yeah. So, somebody put Yo Chief Keef mixtape bang. I shared it and said, no, the fuck it don't. Like, how the fuck do you say it? Then when you hear somebody from Canada actually trying to, like, make sense of his music, you be like, oh, he hard. I'm a, I should just play a track from this nigga mixtape, bro.
That bad, bro? Is that bad?
Bro. But, man, we don't have enough love and support for each other, and that's crazy, man. It's a lot of hate out here for each other for no reason. Well, I can see a couple of the reasons, you know. It's a lot of, like, beefs and stuff like that going on. So it's like, oh, my man don't like him, so I don't. But that's, it's music, man. Like, you would love to see your city make it, because you never know. You could do one thing, and our city on, we know so much, you could do one thing, and you blown up now. But now it's so hard, because nobody fucking with each other, so they like, oh, no, man, fuck that. We only known for CMD, and that's fucking bad. For those of y'all who don't know what CMD is and repping it, it's Canada Most Dangerous. We the most dangerous city in America, and that's the only thing we known for, and that's fucked up.
See, that's the only thing we need to be known for out here, man. People just, I don't know, we don't have a lot of support. Everybody want to beef with each other. Everybody want to talk shit about each other. Everybody don't want to, like, show us love, neither. Because I hit, like, two female artists out. I like, yo, I got a radio station. I'm like, I'm going to put you on air. She's like, all right, I'll think about it. I'm like, what? Are you serious? But I bet you if we was interviewing Trey Songz and Chris Brown, y'all would be like, oh, my God, we need y'all. But it starts with y'all, man. Send us y'all music. Y'all never know what, you know what I mean, who here. I'm telling you, we got people from Atlantic Records hitting us up. You know what I mean? It's scouts all over this world. Y'all never know who's listening, man. And radio, half of y'all don't even know who gets paid from radio play anyway. And y'all want to be a rapper. Sorry, I'm in the music business. Apologize for that. But I'm just saying, man, it starts from the radio, too. Radio is most important. It's the most important promotion out of all. And y'all should know that. So even if it's new, it's a radio, local radio station, why not get it played? Nah, it's not Power 99. It's better than Power 99. You already know why? Because we play y'all music first. You feel me? We don't give a fuck if y'all cursing or not, because we curse, too. It's local underground music. So I don't care if your mixtape is a year or two old. Drop that and we put it on the station. We never know who somebody can hear, man. Everybody be hearing. Everybody going on our website, hitting us up like, yo, you got a dope-ass website, all that. Well, I don't really share all that because I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm trying to show off. I'm a very humble dude. But at the same time, I need y'all rappers and artists out there to understand that. Start singing your music again. Hear yourself on the radio. Y'all act like y'all got radio play from Power 99 or 105 Power. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's a little, y'all cocky for no reason. Like, I don't understand it, man. Y'all so arrogant, but y'all got nowhere yet. No fucking where.
And that shit crazy, man. Like, you know me. Like, I'm, man, if you from the hood, you like, yo, bro, I heard you got a radio station. Like, my man hit me up yesterday, like, you still got your radio station going on. I'm like, yeah. Like, listen to this. You feel me? I gave him constructive criticism. I'm just like, yo, bro, like, you feel me? You could be better, but it sound like you doing it like I ain't want to, like get in, like, get too bad with it. I'm like, it sound like you recording it. And then you putting it on a mic, like, it sounds like it's, like, echoing. I'm like, you feel me? Like, you could be good. Like, I hear what you saying in your verses, but it's, like, it can't catch me because it doesn't sound like professional. You feel me? Like, I hear you. I know that you doing it the best way you can. But, I mean, work on the craft more and you'll be straight. You feel me? He like, thank you, bro. Like, I'm going to send some music in. You feel me? He go by the name of G-Star. You feel me? So, I mean, I told him to send his music, going to be going to play him no matter what, no matter how it sounds, I'm going to send it in. But, I mean, keep working on it, keep grinding, get your money, and get some better life, get a better studio and shit, better soundproof and all that, and you'll be good. Like, I mean, he took it well. You know, some people be like, oh, you just hating. Nah, bro, I don't need to hate on nobody, man. The only thing I'm doing is I'm getting money and I'm chilling, you feel me, man? And that's all I'm doing. I'm here to support anybody. So just send it in. And, like, what Pomo was saying, when a girl was like, oh, think about it, I would have wrote it back, like, I mean, you ain't even got to think too hard. Like, I mean, it's either you send it or you don't. Like, you feel me? Like that shit is all right.
We paying for it though.
We definitely took our Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. You feel me? Time out of them 3 days to show y'all love, like to show y'all music all love. Like we even switched it up. We even made Tuesday and Thursdays all about y'all guys. Like all about y'all guys, and y'all talk about, oh, I'll think about it. That's like spitting in our motherfucking cereal, bro.
It's worse face, my nigga.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you'll think about it. Like, we did this shit, but, like, we just sat, like, this is a couple years ago, promo, like, yo, I just started radio joint. You feel me? Then, a couple years later, everybody wanted to rap, so that was a perfect time when we started in 2012.
We started in 14, but we had the idea in 13.
And 13? Yeah. I thought it was 12.
Well, yeah, we had an idea in 12, but 13 I started developing it. So I don't know. It can be founded in 12, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, if 14, we really was on, like, air. You feel me? That's when we really started it. But it was like, damn, we was really thinking about y'all and how definitely we can make this thing pop for real. And y'all just like, man, fuck these niggas. Like, I hear them, but I don't really hear them. That's some corny-ass shit.
For real, man. I understand y'all don't think we the hottest radio station. And believe it. Yeah, and that's true. And that's true. We not Power 99, but we doing this for y'all. So, you know, we showing y'all love. I'm taking out, well, I might want to say I'm taking out the time of my day because I like doing this. This is what I want to get into. So, you know what I mean? We just learning as we go. So at the same time, man, just get y'all shit together. Y'all want to be rappers and shit. Get y'all promotion together, man.
We not Power 99, and y'all ain't Lil Wayne.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, y'all
ain't even Chief Keef. He ass, right?
Y'all ain't even Chief Keef, man. If Chief Keef was on here, I'd be happier than a motherfucker. You feel me? Because I know he made it. Like, he whatever he did to make it, he did it. You feel me? Never mind in music. It's the way he got the grind he took out to get into it. You feel me? And, like, you feel me? Y'all ain't that, and the way y'all trying to treat us is like we under y'all. It ain't no lower than us, man.
Nah.
Ain't nobody on top. Ain't nobody. The only person I could really say took it to, like, in our generation, took it to a next level, and I mean, is the nigga Mayor Fontaine, 14.
Yeah.
Whatever. I believe he did a little, that mixtape, that was a little bit different. That was like some shit he... He could get a deal off that motherfucking mixtape. I like that joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying shit like that, everybody in the hood is capable of. You feel me? It just take grinding. You gotta like keep working on your shit. But don't try to play us, man. Like Mayor Fontaine. Like if he try by you, you not on top either. You ain't no Lil Wayne either. So for you to say you can't send music in, that's some bullshit.
It's all bullshit, man. And that's why I'm just a humble dude. I don't even care. Whoever sent it in, good. We're going to play y'all, you know. But y'all got to keep sending more music in. Everybody's like, y'all got to have a radio station every day, play it every day. How if y'all don't send music in? I'm not going to keep playing the same old stuff every day. Like, that's impossible. I'll make the radio station longer and make it more days if y'all send way more music in. Well, we got to play the number 4 song, 0 to 100 by my boy, Double Up. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Squat.
And I'm back like I never left. Pussy. It's double. Check. Young nigga back again. Making moves of music and I said I never trap again. Smoking on that loud thinking, damn, this really happening. Unloyal niggas stay away, I got my back to them. But still keep my eyes open. Cause I can snap like a cannon and won't lose focus. Get the picture, nigga, leaning while I'm sipping, nigga. 50 on the dash, bending corners like I'm drifting, nigga. I'm a wild cat. I had that wild cash, 50 bundles in the shift, you do the block math. Block cash, all I knew was dope. I got locked for a strap and all I had was hope. I made bell in the month and it was adios. And now a nigga on the shit, it's time to get it dope. I said all black down, Nike boots and some Levi's. Johnny down, whip, sipping lean in my G-Ride.
Okay.
Know a couple bad bitches that'll fuck cause I'm a phenom. No strings attached, I'm telling them I just need some me time. It's rental season. Nah, hold up. Nigga, it's double season.
You know it.
Two hitters on my side, them triggers double squeezing. Coming for my head, I had your fucking body leaking.
Ha, ha.
No bullshit. And I done rose from the struggle on some bullshit.
Woo.
0 to 100 out the hood quick.
Lego.
No lacking, I'm about action and I deserve it all.
Word.
Fourth quarter going hard and I deserve the ball. Hating niggas don't understand me, they deserve to fall. Snitching niggas, global telling, they don't deserve a call.
Nigga.
Yeah, and I'm back like I never left.
Right.
To you niggas, I'm official like a fucking ref. A thought was born and it's on my chest.
Panic.
Yeah, and I'm still here standing, nigga.
You already know,
you heard
nigga.
Me? I said, I see a chick, I bag a chick. Hit the chick, then pass the bitch. I be on the east side, cause we some real savages. Lame niggas ain't having it. Me making millions like LeBron up on the Cavs again. Cause I just wanna win. Get my mom my house. Lord, forgive me for my sins when I had them dimes out. Shorty bad and she attend them dimes out. I breeze past, she see swag, she run them out. She tell her friends about me, they at my house. And I go 0 to 100 real quick, like the same boat. Chase some money till I get it on my feet broke. And I'm the hustler. Yeah, I sell a fiend soap. Yeah, I said, I be spitting hard shit. Throw suicide up the wall shit. My balls are lethal, so be cautious. All I know is aim and hit the target, like Target. Put a red dot in your circle. Niggas just verbal. Short clips advertised like a damn commercial.
Like a damn commercial?
Like a damn commercial. And I go 0 to 100 real quick. Try and get this fucking money like money making Mitch. I go 0 to 100 real quick. Trying to get this fucking money like money making Mitch. Yeah?
Up. He was our number four song for the day, 0 to 100. Let's get it. And no, y'all heard about the Chris Brown, him having a baby?
Is it true?
I don't know. I gotta look in TMZ more, but I think they say Chris Brown's having a baby, man. I mean, the baby mom is type bad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she ugly. She got a pretty face. But, you know what I mean? She not know that Asian thing he got, but at the same time, she alright and shit. You know what I mean? So, as long as he don't got no fat, sloppy-looking baby mom, big shout out to you, whether you're a regular human being, but got a couple dollars in that bank account you got, nigga. But you know how everybody getting on Tiger and China, Tiger dissed China for the Kardashian young girl. And I was talking to a couple people about that, and they were saying that he kind of did a smart thing. The young girl got more money than China, has more exposure than China, and is probably doing probably more things than China. She probably is a better woman than China. I don't know. China Wood is just a stripper. Black China was just a stripper, probably a model and everything. So basically, he went from a good body. I don't know how much of a woman she is, but he left her, so she probably wasn't a good woman. She probably was still money hungry or something, to a young girl that can get him more famous. Because, you know, the Kardashians got money for days. Plus, they got more exposure. That's why French Montana went with the sister, Khloe. Because she got a lot of buzz, yeah. And I think that was more of a publicity stunt, too. And he buzzing, too, right now. And he get more exposure every day for that. But I don't know. Maybe that girl probably did something right. You know, y'all can't just judge it because she's 17. She grown woman to me. She going to turn 18 this year. He ain't that old, man. There's niggas out here that's going out with 14-year-olds and they 25. Y'all don't say nothing about that.
God damn. I hope I don't ever meet that motherfucker. He get cracked on every day.
Nah,
man.
You know, in high school they used to all.
Yeah, hell yeah. My dude gave me money. I'm 23. Like, bitch, the fuck, we're in the second grade. The fuck is you talking about? But shit, man. I fucking forgot what I was about to say, bro.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that Kardashian and Tyga going now. He like her. And you see Big Sean go out with Ariana Grande or something.
Yeah,
she cute,
she's
too.
Not, but they saying it like. She's young as fuck. I think she like 19,
they,
I think.
They had a meme picture with them two taking a picture. They be like, this is how you look when you going out with a prom date.
Yeah, they had a picture. She was whispering in his ear, and a meme was like, can you change my diaper or some shit like that. That shit was funny as hell, but she not even that young. I think she like 19, yeah, like something like that. But he only like 23, I think. Like, what the fuck? Y'all niggas trippy. I think he like 30-something. I thought he was like 30-something the way y'all was making it seem. The nigga probably like 4 or 5 years older than him.
Oh, wow.
God, it's crazy, man.
That shit crazy. But we about to get to the number 3 song. Then we're going to get on the last topic, Streets versus Education. It's called Do That by my boy, Mr. McClure. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get it. Squad.
You already know what it is. BG the motherfucking mob. It's the gang. KM. Hey, yo, Trig. Hey, yo, Crazy. Y'all got fun with this. Two-time. What up, baby? Said she wanna do it all for a real nigga.
Yup.
Told her bust that ass open and your girl did it.
Yup.
Bring a friend with you, rolling up a fine swisher.
Yup.
Instagram twerk got it, she a go-getter. Ooh. Not fucking with broke niggas, shorty, I'm a baller. These other niggas a stalker and make her feel important. But me, I never call her. She responded to that foreign skeet, skeet, swerve, swerve. I'm a curve when she drawing. I ain't mad, nigga. If you want it, you can have, nigga. I ain't stressing, I'm just adding up the cash, nigga. I do tuition on that pole, she got a tab with her. Plus a Gucci bag with her. You just trying to bag, nigga. All these bands got my pocket. Is on drum line. Yep. You say I smell good and my chains look fly. I'm a killer like Chucky, such a good guy. Hitting that dude to the left with that high.
I'm roll with you, do that. Oh, what you do that. Just roll with you, do that. On that pole, what you do that. She twerk, what you do that. Merc, what you do that. The work, what you do that. And work, what you do that. She do that, she 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 do that. Oh, she do that. She do that, she do that. She do that, she do that. She do that, she do that. She do that.
Go shorty, I like the way you murk with it.
Get em.
Short skirt with it, you gon' make them hurt with it. The way that she doing that, man, we can lead a club.
We
I
out.
Just love the way you poppin' and droppin' it for them bugs. Like, what's up? I'm Mars, just in case you ain't know. I got a pants full of bands and a trunk full of snow.
You know?
If you blow, we can blow. I ain't trippin', you know. YG, when I think about you, I think ho. Let the mink drag slow. I'm the shit round here. My swag too killer, need a fucking paw bear. You need not care, bad bitches everywhere. We gon' ease to the crib with the keys to the whip. Bunch of bottles in the VIP, top models. I'm a hit, on the low, I'm the shit. Homie madder than a bitch, I am cable, you are a dish. Ain't no comparing to this, I'm a maker. Bust it open, take a flick like.
I roll what she do that, oh what she do that. Just roll what she do that, on that pole what she do that. She twerk what she do that, merc what she do that. The work what she do that, and work what she do that. She do that, she do that, she do that, she do that. She do that, she do that, she do that, she do that. Oh she do that, she do that, she do that. She do that, she do that, she do that, she do that, she do that.
Oh geez, I'm just trying to get my bill on. Loud pack in the Dutch, so I'm still on. Philly, Philly, where I'm stationed like Milborn. Getting money, never been a fucking broke boy. I got that French Montana for my coke, boy. She call me boy in the hood, I'm so dope, boy. I'm throwing bands for the show, boy. I'm in the game, call me mad. You just a fucking coach, boy. You something small to a giant like a roach, boy. A bunch of haters around, I keep the toast, boy. Aw, shit, I should've never been approached, nigga. I don't get mad, I just fuck your whole nigga. These hoes are for everybody, fuck you ain't no nigga. T-Pain, he in love with a whole stripper. I just let her when she busted open for that dough, nigga. She a go-getter, so I just go get her.
I throw what she do that. Oh, what she do that. Just throw what she do that. On that pole what she do that. She twerk what she do that. Merc what she do that. The work what she do that. And work what she do that. She do that, 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 she do that. Oh, she do that. She do that, she do that. She do that, she do that. She do that, she do that. She do that.
You know she do that.
She do that. She do that. She do that. She do that. That was Mr. McClure called Do That. You already know that's the number 3 top song of the week. You already know. But we about to get into the topic, Streets versus Education, man. I mean, you know, all the urban cities out here, it's kind of hard to, you know, hard to do education instead of the streets, so, though, for real.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm
going to
break it down, man, bro.
I'm going to
jump right to it.
All right, man. So, urban streets, we all grew up looking at, you know, hood movies and seeing our parents and our cousins and our uncles and whoever, family members and friends in the streets. So, I think that those urban kids all from being want to do education. You know what I mean? That's why they lead to the streets. And plus, the women out here love street guys, so that's even a plus. You know what I mean? What you think, Nop?
Yeah, I think that's definitely what it is, man. Everybody is trying to get more into the street life because of what they seen or what they grew up around. But you also got kids who see that and see how life turns out for them and want to do better. So, I mean, you could always have an average kid or the kid who sees better, you feel me? And it goes to show that, I mean, some people out here do want to see better and do better things, but then you also have people that quote-unquote above us who all look at us as the same. And for the one out of the 10 kids that do want to change their life, they look at them like, you ain't going to be nothing. I don't know why you dreaming like that. You can't dream like that. I mean, and that's some of the kids who be like, well, I feel as though they're right. You feel me? Because there was this one kid, I ain't want to say his name, and he was the man in football, you feel me? And they told him that, you feel me, like he wasn't one of the kids that was going to, like, be that deal. But, you know, everybody in the hood believed he was going to be that deal. And I guess he believed that one person who told him he wasn't. And, I mean, now he locked up. So, I mean, you can't always live. You got to take the negativity and make it and just shut these motherfuckers up for real, man.
Yeah, man, I think it's big. Like, the streets out here is real serious now. I'm not saying it's great to have street knowledge, yo. To make it, gotta have street knowledge. That's a good advantage. Street knowledge, you can survive. The advantage of living in the streets and being a street guy, I guess you can get light-skinned women. Everybody loves a light-skinned woman. You get light-skinned women, get a couple dollars in your pocket. But the disadvantage is, like, going to somewhere even bigger, and getting locked up, getting in trouble with the law, you know, it's hurt your chances too at the same time.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, education is definitely key. You know, you always got the parents that's on your ass. Like, you can't miss no days or do your homework before you go outside. You can't play sports until you get a certain. And some people think, like, you being too hard on your kid, but nah. And that's the best way to go, and you'll understand as you get older. But then you have some parents who just be like, oh, well, fuck it, you feel me? You got some parents that's in the drugs, some parents that's in the streets who don't really care. Like, you're going to be in the streets, you're going to be in the streets. Follow after my footsteps, or you feel me, the parents is on drugs, and they really ain't got too much shape stuff. But like I said, it's always two sides to a family. Like, you always had a one that do want to be in the streets, and then you'll see the one, like, he sees mom on drugs, so he trying to change her life. He sees his cousins or dad, you know, in the streets or stuff like that, and it's like, that's not what I want to be. So, I mean, you go either way, and, you know what I mean? You always had a smart kid. You always got the kid who's smart in the class who get picked on and stuff like that. So out here, basically, the bad guy is always on top. But, I mean, for all the kids who is listening or will be listening to this, like, nah, they not on top. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't try to change the way, because, I mean, that's the trend out here. You feel me? Keep getting your education, because education is definitely key, and it's going to pay off. You know, you'll get that light-skinned girl. You feel me? You'll meet her at a club later on when you finally get successful or stuff like that. I mean, just wait your turn. It's definitely going to come. You know, stop what you're doing because of what's going on right now. Always think of the future or tomorrow or even like a minute from now.
Yeah, man. Like, you just got to do bigger things, man. I know streets is what it is, and it seems like that's what it is in the hood. It seems great, but honestly, it's really not. But we about to get on the number two song. It's called Down For My Niggas by my boy Jaquan Reagan. Let's get it.
Squad.
Yeah. This is for my city. Gotta ride for my city. Park side on my back. Who else is riding with me, huh? Who else is riding with me, huh? Listen. Middle finger to the opposition. If money talks, tell me why you never ever listen. Grown man with some competition, so I eat them up. And you know I gotta clean my own dishes. I love my girl, but the rap game my only mission. My bar the gifts when I spit, yeah, it feel like Christmas. I eat beef and go ham.
Man, it sound like dinner. Welcome to Camden, this ain't Chirac, this candy stand. Stand in Camden, get your ass clapped. No stripper dance, goons with no rules, they'll get you in the ambulance. More shotguns than the Eagles playbook, damn. You will call the cops to try to stop a real savage. But the boys I know for already bust at him. So the boys in blue went MIA, no Miami. I'm talking missing in action, No football, but bullets to they tossing. Ain't think he was bad enough, so shot him in a coffin. Fake niggas acting in a red light recording. Kill all the Freeman, send them all to the morgue. Boy, you wiping ass and you put her up in storage. But her leg open, tongue out like Jordan. I'm sipping my swag, now you niggas wanna pull. I been hot, now you cool, niggas wanna torch. My niggas are some players and they all in the field. Better yet, they some gorillas with bananas to peel. 0 to 100 and I'm talking about meals. Swag on Ebola, yeah, nigga, I'm ill. Swag murderous, cause a nigga dressed to kill. Nephew to Binks, Fresh Prince, I'm Will. I've been one at this moment, but critics in my head. But it's time for me to dead the issues, kill.
Mess with a real nigga, you can get lit. Make a go 100 right to 0 real quick. I'm a dream crusher, so who's my next victim? Cause I'm a aggressive young nigga with a different rhythm. I have a bullet with your name. I'ma lay the flag down on you, here comes the pain. My niggas always ready, they just ready to aim. And if you talk a stick, you gotta pull a bullet in your brain, nigga. You know that we don't play them games, nigga. We never rockin' with the names. I know that you don't know me, but your girl know my name. I don't wanna run out, cause my team ran a dream. Your girl ain't loyal, we know that she a hoe. Your girl been lying to you, she been cheating, though. I'm sorry, bruh, I know that you ain't know. Your girl was in my bed about a week ago, but we just kept it on the low. Your girl love her job when she starts to blow. You're saying I have thoughts, yeah, I'm a pro. But I ain't that rock, I don't got them hella hoes, nigga. All y'all niggas up, saw y'all niggas fake. Claiming that y'all real, I claim y'all niggas snakes. Man, it's the end of y'all niggas. Shout out to the 8x6, I just murdered y'all niggas. What's up?
That was the number 2 song called Down For My Niggas by my boy Reagan. We about to go into the last song called Beef by my boy Chopper Style. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Talking, we the ones they want to be. Hey, hey, hey.
I heard these niggas talking, they the ones that couldn't
the ones
eat.
That couldn't eat.
Claiming that they want beef. Catch a nigga walking in the street. Catch a nigga out CMD, yeah, NSP and 20C in the studio. And we spitting it all hard balls, no rent shit. I be getting it, work flipping it. You be bitching in, straight snitching shit. I'ma switch it up on some different shit. Stalk the beat on my killer shit. Trying to get a check, P Miller shit. All y'all niggas gay, Mr. Miller shit. Then I'm high as fuck, so I'm feeling it. Leave your bitch around and we drilling it. Then we send her home and she background. All these rap niggas better back down or get clapped down by these Mac rounds, spitting hard balls for like Mac round. Give her hard dick, she make that Mac sound.
That was our number one song called Beef by my boy Chopper Styles. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Guess this is the end of the show, but we do have like a little 2 minute just to recap what we was talking about. We was talking about long distance relationships. Overall, it does not work. And for streets versus education, man, we figured that we would rather go on the education side, but we all know that college is not for everyone. So we'll try to, like, you know what I mean, go to at least an alternative school to teach you some automobiles or at least build houses.
Definitely, you can go to a trade school as well. Like, it's other things out there. It's a couple ways to get money, man, and be successful.
Yeah, definitely. But we got a question of the day. It says, which local artist do you see working the hardest in their craft? I say a lot of Canada artists out here is working very hard, and y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I really don't have nobody very specific. But I see a lot of Canada artists is doing what y'all doing. Y'all got to keep doing it, man. Real shit.
Yeah, definitely me. Honestly, I would have to say that working the hardest on their craft and trying to be different and keep working on it, I would say Jay first. You know, I see him working hard and trying to perfect his craft on what he's trying to do.
Yeah, everybody beefing with his ass. Everybody after him.
Yeah, he is coming a little crazy. But his craft, is, I mean, he's working on it. So I definitely think working is hard.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to my boy C Mugga, though, man. C Mugga doing his thing, too. He's a young boy, but he's trying to get it there, you know what I mean? So, Pete, keep working on that. You already know our radio station is on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. We got a minute left. Y'all can definitely tune in that. We always want to have new music with new artists is available. Just go on our website at www.856cnt.com. You can listen to the music, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Go cop our new hoodie shirts on the way, too. Shout out to the whole 856 and my squad. It's your boy, Knock the God.
Yeah, man. We might make the shirts $200 next time. Since y'all since y'all think $60 a lot, we about to make the shirts way more expensive now. Y'all cheap bastards. Y'all got y'all tax money. Y'all being cheap and everything. Like I said, them Camden County shirts, hoodies cost $60. They only got 5 letters on there. 5 letters. And we got a whole social network in the back, and we got the logo. The logo itself should be like $200. But man, you already know it's a light skinned nigga with bitch voice, DJ Promatic. Man, we out. Check us out on Tuesday at 7 p.m. We're going to have the radio station. You already know I'm out. Chill. Let's be out.
Wow.